Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back in what has been a very busy sports weekend. Happy Easter for those of you celebrating here this morning. It is great to be with you at 11:06. We go until noon. We got a night game for you. Big day of sports. It actually all times out great. You got Purdue, Tennessee at 1:20. You have NC State and Duke following that at about 4 o'clock, and then that'll roll right into Cardinals-Dodgers at 6:10. That's how I plan to spend my sporting afternoon. How about yourself? There are plenty of options. There's a lot of other stuff going on besides that. That, for me personally, is how I'm going to roll with it, as well as visiting with family and enjoying a nice day at home on this Easter Sunday. We are in downtown St. Louis alongside producer Drew Young, Tom Ackerman. There is a lot going on. Cardinal baseball, first of all, they win. Final score was 6-5 in 10 innings. It was 3 hours, 17 minutes, and a 35-minute rain delay that ended in the middle of the night with the Cardinals celebrating. They pulled off the victory, and this is how it sounded the final out of the ball game.
One-run game, winning runs at second base. And the pitch to Ohtani is popped up, middle of the infield. Crawford backs up. He's on the grass. He's under it. And he makes the play, and the Cardinals win it. The Cardinals win it. Their first victory of 2024. Giovanni Gallegos and Ivan Herrera celebrating halfway between home and the pitcher's mound, and the Cardinals can shake hands.
They do that. The Cardinals win it 6-5 in 10 innings. You know, had a nice game yesterday. Alec Burleson, he was 2-for-3. He drove in a run, made a terrific play, throwing a runner out for a double play. That happened back in the fifth inning, and the Cardinals outfielder slash DH is off to a good start. Here's Claibs.
Let's talk about the offense. First of all, the two big hits tonight, and it seems like you're back in the groove again like you were in spring training.
Yeah, I think, you know, they have some really good arms over there. And I don't
notice that, huh?
Yeah, they have some good arms, and no matter how good your swing feels at the moment, you know, they sometimes they're just better, and just being able to realize that and understand that and know that, you know, I'm in a good position, and, you know, maybe they were just better than me the last couple of days, but, you know, I'm just super happy for a lot of these guys. You know, I think we all kind of struggled the last 2 days, and you know, I'm just happy for everybody that came through for us.
Alec Burleson on KMOX. Once again, Lance Lynn with Bally Sports Midwest, Jim Hayes.
It was a lot of fun. You know, first game of the year, you know, you're just trying to, you know, ease your way into it. This is not the lineup for that, you know. Loaded the bases up. You know, we had to see if the old dog still had it, and he still does, so we're all right. So, but all in all, my stuff felt good. You know, when you first start, you get a little miss a little bit here and there, and I was able to correct and not give up a big inning. So
that's Lance Lynn, the big dog, the old dog, as he said, throws 4 innings, no runs, 4 hits, walks 1, strikes out 5. He does have the bases loaded and nobody out to start that ball game, but in the end, his ERA is 0 going into the home opener on Thursday. He will be holding court, and the 37-year-old still rolling along through 70 pitches, 43 were strikes. To follow him, Matthew Liberatore, who had a tough fifth inning but bounced back with a strong sixth, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits in his 2 innings, walked 2, struck out 2. Jojo Romero gave up a run in his 7th inning. Kittredge with a scoreless 8th. Helsley blew the save in the 9th. two runs on four hits in an inning for Helles, who did strike out two, and then Giovanni Gallegos able to close the door in the 10th and get, after a very, very shaky finish, he's able to get Ohtani to pop out to end that game, and the Cardinals survive it 6-5 in 10 innings. The Blues, as we mentioned, lost 4-0 to the Sharks. Shockingly, San Jose snaps a 9-game winless skid, and the Blues had a chance to catch within 3 of L.A. for that final wildcard spot in the West, because L.A. lost later to Calgary, but the Blues lose that one, and time's running out on them. They have 8 games left, and they are 5 points out of that final spot. College basketball, Illinois gets blasted by UConn. UConn will play Alabama, who outran Clemson. That'll be one matchup in Arizona. The other one will be determined today. I told you my viewing today. I can't wait for it. Purdue will be taking on Tennessee, and then it will be NC State and Duke to follow. The first game is at 1:20 out of Dallas. Utah and Indiana State playing in the NIT on Tuesday. Georgia and Seton Hall. I'll be watching that closely, but the women's championship right now is also hot. Oregon State and South Carolina. Man, South Carolina is unreal. 35-0, followed by NC State and Texas. That'll be today and then tomorrow. It's LSU and Iowa. Caitlin Clark will tip at 6:15, followed by UConn and USC. And keep your eye on the SLU women now. 7 o'clock tip for them against Wisconsin tomorrow in the women's NIT. So much hoops to follow. Football, the Battle Hawks off to an 0-1 start. They lost at Michigan 18-16, put a little comeback together, but not enough. They fall by 2, and City lost 3-1 to Real Salt Lake last night on the road. That is the first loss of the season for City. They'll be playing again, though. Lots of games for them. They play a very long season. Sporting director Lutz Vandensteel will be joining us in just a few minutes here on KMOX at 11:15. Glad you're with us. Beautiful day here in St. Louis. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more on Sports on a Sunday Morning, sponsored by Graybar. Last night in Salt Lake.
Nudge it to the sideline, rescued by Vasilev. Indy going to work, stepping over into the box, takes a shot with the left foot, he scores! Oh, Indy Vasilev! Oh, baby! City leads! First of the season, side shelf, third minute. 1-0 St. Louis.
Indy got him going, but unfortunately they had to hold that lead throughout, and they were unable to do so until the 70th minute they did. But then Christian Arango, he scores not once, not twice, but 3 times. And Real Salt Lake pulls away with a 3-1 victory. First loss of the season for City. Joining us is sporting director Lutz Vandensteel with City. Lutz, thanks as always for being with us on KMOX.
Yeah, good morning. You see, now today I'm in Florida, not you anymore, so we exchanged positions, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, now that I'm here in St. Louis, I was bringing a little luck to you, and now you took a loss. So the first time without points, so it was a good run up until then. Let's go through yesterday. Tell me what happened here. Did you just run into a good player in Arango, or did you run into a good team in Real Salt Lake?
Well, I thought, we started off well. I mean, the dream starts going up 1-0 after 2.5, 3 minutes. Obviously, he got a little bit too passive in the second half. And yes, they are definitely a good team, and Arango is definitely a very good player. But let's be also fair about two things. Arango shouldn't have been on the field anymore because there was definitely a red card when he punched Thomas Totland at a corner kick. It was reviewed, was not given. And then also the penalty for the 2-1. You know, when you're sitting with the referees for 2 or 3 hours in preseason and they explain you the new rules, that exactly that is happening, and you don't, you listen to that, and then exactly a penalty like that is given, which is supposed to be not a penalty, then it's very annoying. But then again, Tom, that's something to talk about, but no excuses. They were better than us in the second half. They deserved to win. We were not good enough, and we need to work on that this week.
Yeah, the officiating is one thing, and I'm going to get back to that in just a minute. But, yeah, that first half, it just seemed like you're up 1-0, but trying to make it 2-0 was a challenge. It didn't seem like there's a lot of connectivity between players. Am I right about that? It just didn't seem like the passing was on early.
Yeah, it was. I think the first half, I was not disappointed with the first half because we didn't really give too many chances away. We were not always disconnected on the counterattacks. There was just the last pass missing, but going 1-0 with a 1-0 lead at halftime, that's something definitely you can build up. I mean, LAFC also lost in Salt Lake. That's a difficult place to play. But having that lead, we just have to be a bit smarter with game management. We just have to not make individual mistakes and be a little bit clearer on the way forward. And that was yesterday in the second half, not what we were looking for.
When it comes to officiating, there's not much that you can control there. It is what it is. But now that they did have their new contract ratified, does that make a big difference in Major League Soccer? Will that, and is this still early for them, or do they come right in and do the job as expected? How do you see MLS officiating right now as we stand?
I mean, first of all, I think we all have to be happy that there is a solution and there is an agreement, and we have the top referees back, in their line of work. So that's a positive. For us yesterday, it didn't make much difference, to be honest, which is disappointing. But yeah, they didn't referee a few games now. I think they also need some time to come back in. That's all normal. And again, any referee out there is a human being who makes mistakes. That's fine. So we can talk for hours about that. But in the long term, I think it's great that there is a solution. This agreement is going on now, and we will have some good refereeing hopefully coming up in the near future.
How is Nilsson doing? I know he's out with a broken rib, and that is not an easy thing to come back from.
Yeah, it's a pain, how resistant you are to pains. I mean, it's definitely difficult in the start, but it got much better over the week. Just have to monitor now this week, and with Joachim not playing, of course, a key factor is missing there. But then we have other players who need to step up. So there is other teams which have 5, 6, 7 injuries, and they need to go through week in, week out. So one or two players out, obviously it affects every team, but we just have to pull through that.
Yeah, you've been the comeback kids is what I coined them. They just have been so good at coming back in games. You almost expected them to do the thing yesterday, but in the end, Arango, and you already talked about what you perceived to should have been a red card, ends up getting the job done. Meanwhile, if you look at the standings right now, you still are in plenty of good shape. I mean, you're right in the middle of the pack. I know you're listed as 10th, but you're in a three-way tie for 8th with Portland and L.A. Of course, you'd love to have had some of those three-pointers earlier. You got a bunch of one-pointers, though. You're right there. FC Dallas is off to a tough start here. They have lost 4 games as opposed to just 1 win. You'll be taking them on this Saturday at City Park, Lutz.
Yeah, we're 3 points away from second position, so it's very tight early on, which is expected. The Western Conference, I think, will be very tight the whole season. And Dallas, don't get too carried away looking at the table. I mean, they bought players, striker, for $10 million from Croatia. They are a good team. They just didn't have the right start yet, so we need to be very well aware of their potential and of the level they have. But then again, it's 2 home games coming up, and losing that unbeaten streak, of course, is not great. But it's up a challenge now for us to make up for that, especially at home in front of our fans, having these 2 games coming up, and work hard this week and try to really get these 3 points next weekend.
Yeah, how do you teach? I mean, there's. Of course, when you play a game like this, there's always like, gosh, we should have given more. Or you hear comments from players, we should have had more intensity. We should have had more urgency. I mean, to replicate that in practice, that's just a mentality on game day, isn't it? That's something that needs to be reinforced on game day. I know Bradley Carnell has been able to do that here over the last year plus.
Yeah, it's always easy to say after the game, we should have done that as a player, or this should have been better, or this should have been more. It's not about talking, it's about doing. So It's better for us to keep on doing the things on the field, just be quiet off the field, work hard during training and get our confidence back, because talking about it doesn't make things better.
No, sure, certainly not. Before we go, just let people know kind of how this week of practice works for you all. So obviously you're shut down today after playing yesterday. And for that matter, what is your observation of the week as you train? How does that work in terms of ramping up for another game? Because you have to have a combination. It is a long season. You have to make sure that you keep everybody healthy, but also keep everybody moving forward.
Yeah, it's early days, but nevertheless, you know, we need to get back to the basics, which made us good last year. So I think looking at film, looking at videos early on the week is extremely important to see what exactly could have been done better, what we've done wrong, where we have some certain things to improve. And then, of course, it goes for like 4 days every day on the field to prepare for Dallas, specifically about Dallas, which we already looking at their tapes as well. And, you know, it's a normal week. It's very important not to lose the composure and start now because we lost one game doubting everything what we're doing, because that's the worst one if you start to panic. There is no reason there yet to panic. So I think we just have to start to really work together, believe what we're doing, and then do it. At the end of the day, Tom, we need to work hard on the training field. The way you train is the way you play. That sounds very easy, but just simply that's the way it is in all professional sports, and that's what we have to work on this week. You have a good coaching staff. You have a great head coach. You have a talented squad, and that is what we have to focus on the next few days.
What is up for City next? They will be taking on FC Dallas. That will happen at City Park at 7:30. What a weekend that's going to be, Lutz. Jeez, I mean, you've got the Cardinals are in town. You've got the Battlehawks, I do believe, Drew. Aren't they going to be here on the 6th? You've got, I mean, so much going on, plus City playing at City Park. That's the way you wanted it. When you heard about St. Louis, you knew what kind of a sports town we were.
Yeah, definitely a great weekend ahead for everybody. You know, let's hope that everybody gets a good performance on the field, get some W's, and have a better weekend than the last one.
Yeah, no question. They will be taking on the Battlehawks will at 7:00 at the Dome, Arlington. City will be playing at home against Dallas, and the Cardinals will be playing at home as well. They're going to be playing on Saturday afternoon against the Marlins. Thanks as always, Lutz. We appreciate these visits. Always great to chat with you.
Thanks, Tom.
Lutz Vandenstiel, sporting director of St. Louis City SC. His team drops one to Real Salt Lake 3-1. When we come back, John Mozeliak's team was a winner last night. They won 6-5 in 10 innings in Los Angeles. We'll reach out to the Cardinals.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
President of Baseball Operations, next on KMOX.
He hits a slammer!
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
11:32, sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX, and we welcome back to the show Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Always great to have you, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Yeah, happy Easter to you, and nice to have a win under our belt finally, so great way to start Easter.
How about that W last night? The things were aligned one thing after the other to stop you from getting that job done, but you got it done. That was a gritty win by your team.
Yeah, it would have been a tough one to lose, right, given the fact that like all the different resources you use throughout the night to set it up, and you know, unfortunately weren't able to close it out in the ninth, but to your point, it was just a gritty game, and Gallegos came in huge for us, and to get that run across in the 10th was big, and needless to say, it was a breath of fresh air for our group.
Yeah, 5-run seventh inning in which all kinds of things happened: walk, hit by pitch, catcher's interference, balk. They threw it all out there, and then the double by Donovan, plates 5, Dodgers come back. Boy, the Dodgers are good. I mean, obviously we know that. When you see them now in person, John, what is your impression of what the Dodgers have built here?
Well, look, seasons are long. You're going to have a lot of ups and downs, but I think the one takeaway right now is you're probably one of the hottest hitters on earth with Mookie Betts. So, you know, trying to navigate that is difficult. And then when you have Ohtani followed by Freeman, it's a lot going on in a lineup. So, obviously very impressive. And needless to say, I mean, they have a lot of like powerful arms on that club, and, they're impressive. But, still like our club, obviously lots of things can happen. You know, every team sort of goes through some certain ebb and flows. You know, for us, we're not at full strength right now. We have a lot of guys on the IL. You know, hopefully as we get into April and get to that midpoint of the month, we'll start to get some guys back and get closer to full strength. But the one thing I've learned in this business, it's, very rarely are you at full strength. But, for us, it was, guys are getting opportunities right now, and hopefully they can make the most of it.
Yeah, you always tell us the roster in April is not the roster you're going to see in October. Sonny Gray, let's start there. What are you hearing out of his three-inning simulated game, and what's next? Is he going to AAA?
I would think next step will be a rehab assignment. I'll get with the staff either today or tomorrow to determine next steps, but that's kind of where we're leaning, yes.
He was your big signing in the offseason. You had a number of signings. He's the big one, 3 years, $75 million. And once he comes in, that is a big change to the rotation, no question about it. The other one, of course, you look at this staff, and losing Keenan Middleton, I think, is a big deal. Is it as bad as once feared? Was it feared to be a really bad injury? Where do you stand with Keenan and his forearm?
Right now, we're pretty encouraged where he's at. I think he'll start advancing his work to where he can get on the mound here shortly, and then from there, we just have to determine how long it's going to take to build him up. But that timetable hasn't been set, but right now we're fingers crossed that he can get back to where he was prior to the injury.
Drew Rahm dealing with that biceps injury, and then you look at your trio of outfielders. Certainly, it feels like Lars is a lot closer than the other two. If you could lay it out for us, Knute Barr, Edman, Carlson.
Yeah, so I think Carlson is going to feel a lot better here in the next few days, and then we'll get him back into a swinging and throwing progression and then have a better idea on his return. Right now, Lars is ramping himself up, so he should be a couple days away from getting on a rehab assignment, so that's encouraging. And then Tommy Edman, I think he is getting to the point where he's getting his strength back, and once he gets to a certain threshold there, then he'll be cleared to hit, and I do anticipate that in the next week or so.
John Mozeliak with us on KMOX. You know as well as I do, this fan base, they see the Dodgers and they want the Cardinals to regain power in the National League. They want to climb back. It's not you're unable to do what the Dodgers do, to write that many checks and acquire that many. But how did you view the offseason and free agency. Was it a two-way street, John? I mean, I know you looked right. You got Sonny Gray, Lynn and Gibson, and I talked about some of the others. Is it a two-way street in free agency? Do pitchers also need to want to come to St. Louis to make something happen?
Well, I think what you're seeing in the evolution of modern free agency is a lot of players have certain desires to where they want to be. That's not to say that wasn't happening 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, but you know, there are, as the games become more global, there are certain players that are attracted to certain cities. And I think that from just a pure competitive standpoint, that's going to be difficult for the Cardinals to compete in that regard. But, you know, I still think St. Louis is a very desirable place to play. And, you know, if we can get back to our winning ways, I think it'll continue. So to answer your question, I think that ultimately what we were trying to accomplish this past offseason was not necessarily to outbid somebody just to get someone to come here. But what we were really trying to do is find people that wanted to be here, could bring some presence to what we felt we needed in our clubhouse. And, you know, to some degree, I think we saw that last night with Lance Lynn, just a little bit of that competitive fire. I think that helps our club. I think that's what we needed. And, you know, I certainly appreciated what I got to see out of him last night and what he brings to that clubhouse.
He certainly looks rejuvenated for sure. I mean, look at, the Mets, it did not work out for them last year. The Padres went crazy and it did not work out for them. You'll be facing them next. I wanted to ask you about facing Mike Schilt and actually for that matter, Ollie Marmol, your manager. You'll have the last two managers you hired squaring off. Just your emotions and feelings when you see that.
I look at it as a baseball game, Tom. I don't know what else you want me to say. I mean, it's a business. People make decisions and you'll ultimately, I have faith in Ollie and what he's doing, and certainly we're going to approach tonight's game as most important, and then when we flip the script to tomorrow, we'll worry about tomorrow. But I don't think you go into it like with some sort of preset agenda because of who's managing or who you're competing against.
No, I totally see that, and I thought that would certainly be the case because that is – an example of baseball and the business of it. And you have a staff backing Ollie Marmol that I know you're very happy about. I did want to ask you about, a lot of fans ask me about Yadier Molina and kind of where that current situation is with him. I know that at some point he will be advising and helping this club.
Yeah, and he is someone that we're in touch with, but right now he is asked to be allowed to deal with some things at home, and that's what he's going to do. And, you know, from time to time, I can pick up the phone. I do imagine that he'll probably do a tour of our minor league system here in a little bit. But again, great resource to have, and any way we can tap into it, we're going to take advantage of.
One more thing. I've learned a lot through spring training that you throw spring training stats in the trash, and that works both ways, whether it's pitching or hitting. But Paul Goldschmidt, his numbers weren't very good, and he came out on fire in that first game and actually drove in your winning run last night. Just your look at the former MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, and for that matter, Nolan Arenado on the other side, John.
Well, I think Goldie was working on some things in camp. Clearly, I think even he would admit to this, that you are looking to have a little more success than perhaps he did. But, you know, just the way he goes about it, both he and Nolan, they're just very consistent in their process. They believe in their process. So, you know, is guys like that typically end up having success because they know how they're going to go about it. And, you know, I think in Goldie's case, it was nice to see him get off to a nice start on that opener. Ultimately it's about winning games, but, you know, his contribution throughout the year, I think is going to be something that we're all going to be grateful for. And I think in Nolan's case, you know, he wants to reestablish himself as that elite player in the game. And so, you know, I think both these guys had really good off seasons. Spring trainings, as you point out, sometimes it's a good compass for what you may do, and sometimes it's not all that helpful. And, you know, hopefully in Goldie's case, it's not a reflection on how the year is going to go. But, you know, these guys are pros. They know what is expected of them, and they know what's expected of themselves. And so they're really great anchors to have on the team.
Yeah, you do. And with that combination of that young group with Gorman and Walker and Wynn and Scott – Not to mention Zach Thompson, who is in your rotation for the moment. It is interesting to see that combination and how that all works together. I know the ebbs and flows of the season are underway, and a good win for you last night in Los Angeles. Good luck. You have a chance to get a split here in L.A.
That would be awesome. We would definitely take that.
Appreciate you. Thank you, John. Happy Easter. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us on KMOX. It's 11:42. Quick timeout. We'll come back. A quick word from our good friend Ron Edgar, and then we have Ollie Marmel is going to join us, the Cardinals manager, in just a few minutes on KMOX.
Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer care.
And we are joined by the Cardinals manager, Oliver Marmel, from Los Angeles. Wow, are you have you recovered from last night? That was some game. My goodness, congrats on a hard-fought win.
No, I appreciate it. That was definitely a tough one. Guys came through. It was a heck of a lot of fun, I'll tell you that, though.
I bet. It didn't seem like a lot of fun after that rain delay. They don't have a lot of those out there, I don't think.
No, they haven't practiced with that tarp a whole lot, I'll tell you that.
No, they haven't. So that mound was a bit of a mess, I'd have to imagine. But Lance Lynn, before that, made a mess of the Dodgers. He was really something. And I know that we've talked about this before, him shouting out, showing emotion. That's kind of the fire that you needed. But you needed those four-seamers and those fastballs that move around a little bit, didn't you? Four innings scoreless, five strikeouts for Lance.
No doubt, and I'm not sure what it felt like watching it from your angle, but being in that dugout, he brings such a competitive edge and fire, and it's contagious, man. He's out there yelling. He's doing his thing. He loads the bases. He punched out three in a row, comes back in that dugout, and you feed off of that, and that's a tough team across the way. Yesterday was a ton of fun just competing and watching the guys do what they do best.
I watched Matthew Liberatore follow him, and I actually thought, I know Libby's line doesn't look it, but I thought Libby looked like he was throwing with authority. I mean, I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. Obviously, it's a great team that you're facing over there, but Matthew Liberatore, especially when he came back in the sixth to help you out.
Yes, with authority is well described. He's confident in what he's doing right now. Ball's coming out well. He came in after that first inning, and I asked him, how do you feel? I feel really good. You can ride me as long as you want today. And, man, just he's bringing a certain level of confidence, and his stuff looks good. So he's going to be a big part of that bullpen, I'll tell you that.
They have such a good team over there. We know that with all the MVPs and Yamamoto with his five scoreless yesterday. But even the superpowers can fall apart. And that seventh inning, Joe Kelly on the mound, the former Cardinal, and things just started to unravel for them, and you took advantage, didn't you?
Yeah, we were. We were able to take advantage, and that was a big part of that game, some oddities in the Bach and a couple others. But at the end of the day, we're able to put some runs on the board. Donovan saw the bat well. So, yes, it was fun to watch.
How do you see your outfield right now? Burleson makes a big play. Siani makes a big play as well, both in right field yesterday. And then, of course, you're rolling Victor Scott out there every day in center field with Donnie out in left. You're hanging in with three potential starters sitting on the shelf right now.
Yeah, that part with Eddie being out and Carlson being out and Newpar, who's getting close. A big part of our emphasis this spring was in order to win, we got to play good defense. And we've done that. Burleson made a nice throw yesterday. Then we pinch run Siani. And then he goes out to right field, makes a nice sliding catch. Victor's done a nice job out there. I mean, all the way around, day before, Mason Wynn's diving play in the hole, finishing that double play as well. I mean, there's a lot of good defense happening at the moment, and in order to get to where we want to get to, we have to continue that.
What did you see from your previous two starters, Miles Michaelis and Zach Thompson? Obviously, you were amped and ready to see them go 1-2 to start the season. We know it's the Dodgers, and perhaps more starts, you'll see those numbers improve. But how did you see the ball coming out of their hand?
They threw well. They got beat by a good team, but they threw well. And they did what they needed to do. All right, like Miles pounds the zone. That's his thing. He's going to go ahead and get ahead of guys. He got ahead of everybody and got beat on a couple pitches. I mean, that's a really good offense. There's not a whole lot of holes across the way. I thought Thompson did a really nice job. I mean, commanded his secondary stuff, landed the slider, the curveball. used his fastball appropriately, got a couple homers hit off of him. But at the end of the day, if he does what he did a couple nights ago, throughout the course of this season, he'll be just fine.
You'll have Steven Matz going today against the Dodgers, and you could earn a split. I mean, I look at this thing like a 7-game playoff series here. You've got, you know, you could win this thing 4-3. You got to be feeling great about that if you could come home with 4-3 or even better.
Yeah, we're looking forward to tonight. I'm really looking forward to seeing Matz pitch. He had a good spring. He's healthy. He's feeling strong. Ball's coming out of his hand really well. They got some lefties in that lineup. It'll be a really good matchup for him. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
One more thing, and I talked to John Mozeliak about this. I asked him this question. His answer about facing Mike Schilt, last two managers he hired going head-to-head, he said, hey, this is baseball. I see a baseball game, and that's the way I see it. And I expected that answer from him. It's businesslike for John Mozeliak moving forward. You'll have your old friend and somebody that you worked with, Mike Schilt, in the other dugout, Ollie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. He does a really nice job. I'm really glad he's getting an opportunity over in San Diego, and he'll do well. But definitely looking forward to getting to San Diego, playing that 3-game set, and seeing everybody over there. But it'll be great.
Well, congratulations on the win last night. I know this has been some start to the season for you, and you got a chance to take 2 out of 4 and then go into San Diego with some positive momentum. Good luck tonight. As always, we love having it on KMOX, and we love these visits on Sunday mornings, Ollie.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to spend some time with Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals manager, on KMOX, and thanks to Siteman for being along with us for our chat with the manager. Joining us on the line, someone else who knows a lot about baseball, and that is Ron Edgar, who is part of the Greater St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame Board of Directors. He himself is in the UMSL Sports Hall of Fame. Ron, how you doing? Thanks for hanging on. We had the Cardinals skipper there. Hope you learned a couple of things about the team.
Yeah, always willing to learn, right?
Yeah.
Never too old.
No, definitely. Let me ask you first your thoughts on the Cardinals before we go into a big announcement for your organization. What do you think about the club so far, and how far can they go?
Well, I think, you know, like we said before, they go as far as their pitching takes them. You know, I was a little disappointed in Mick Michaelis's performance, but okay. I mean, he still hung in there. And Thompson, I really liked the way he threw the ball. He made, like, really two mistakes, and they both left the park from the same guy. But other than that, you know, he's okay. I mean, he's a good guy. And I think that, and when you get Lance Lynn, who did what Lance Lynn does, he gets himself in trouble and he gets himself out.
Yes, he
does. I mean, he's not going to be intimidated by anybody. So I think they'll be okay, but they're got to get Gray back. You know, you just got to get that horse back and go from there. And then after that, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sonny Gray is going to be back soon. Ron Edgar, you have a big event coming up, the Greater St. Louis Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. Your event is going to be fast approaching, and I know that you have this is your 50th, by the way, Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame dinner. It's going to be Thursday, April 18th. Tell us a little bit more about it and the history of it.
Yeah, it's the 50th anniversary, which is a big deal. Started back in 1974, believe it or not. And it cultivates with the 50th anniversary this year. We have 880 members in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's quite a lift. And some great players in there and coaches. And but it's been such a great run. And I continue to say this. It's probably the most popular awards banquet consistently every year in the St. Louis area. I mean, we come close to selling out, you know, 450 to 550 people every year. And it's just a real testament to St. Louis, and to the talent we have in St. Louis. So, but yeah, we're real excited. We're doing a couple extra things. But the 50th anniversary is something to shake your head about. It's really pretty nice.
Am I allowed to say who the Jack Buck Media Award winner is?
You can, or I can say it, but go at it.
Go for it.
Well, yeah, the 2024 Jack Buck Award will go to John Rooney this year, who's the announcer for the Cardinals, the play-by-play on the radio. And I couldn't think of a better guy to get that award. As you know, it's a prestigious award, and John is certainly deserving of that.
Thursday, April 18th is the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame dinner. Ron, how can people get tickets?
Well, you can go online at the STL Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame.com for information. We've already sold 450 tickets, and we have about 50 remaining. So if you're interested in going, and it's at the Sheraton Westport Chalet, and their great ballroom there, which is a great place. You've been there. It's really, they do a nice job. And but if somebody wants to go there, they've already get going because it's going to sell out. So as of today, we have 50 tickets remaining.
Wow. STLABHOF.com. Bob Ramsey is going to be the MC for that, our very own Bob Ramsey.
He's going on it's almost his 20th year.
Yep.
And, we've had you involved a little bit here and there, too. So, Bob's done a great job. He really does a nice job.
It's a great time, and I appreciate all that you do for baseball, Ron. Thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you again.
Ron Edgar with us, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. Thanks to all of our guests, John Mozeliak, Ollie Marmel, as well as Lutz Fahnensteel. I'm Tom Ackerman.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.